بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Where should the trouser and lungi be worn from? Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to tie the lungi slightly below the navel in such a manner that it would seem as if it was on the navel. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that he saw Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's lungi tied above the navel. Note, this means that the garment used to conceal his navel. Hence, the lower garment should be fastened or worn from just slightly below the navel. Restriction applies to men only. The prohibition of lowering the garments below the ankles applies to men only. Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded ladies to conceal the ankles. When she heard the warning regarding lowering the garments, our mother, Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha, asked Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam if the ruling applied to women also. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if there was a fear that the feet will be exposed, they can conceal the ankles and below that as well. Qadi Ayad rahmatullah alayhi has recorded the consensus of the scholars regarding this matter. Keeping a cloth on the head. Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam generally kept a piece of cloth on his head. This cloth used to be oily as it was utilized to draw excess oil. Note, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to keep a piece of cloth beneath the turban so that his turban would not get soiled. Due to excessive usage of oil, this cloth used to be oily. Despite the oil, the cloth never used to get dirty, and this was regarded as a miracle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Similarly, lice never crept into Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's clothing, nor did a mosquito even bite him. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq and understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك